Today we will be'ezrat Hashem be learning Daf Dalet of Masechtas Brachos. Some of the key topics and concepts that will be discussed include Chatzos, midnight, and the ability to identify its exact moment. While in the previous Amud, the Gemara accepted the assumption that David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu both did not know the exact moment of Chatzos, today's Daf will introduce the idea that indeed both did know, with the Gemara offering a few explanations how to understand the Pesukim. The Gemara continues to discuss other Pesukim where David HaMelech spoke about himself. It will deal in length with the contradiction of David calling himself in one place a chassid, while in the other place he calls himself unworthy. The Gemara will then return to discuss the words of the Chacham of our Mishnah, that the Zman of Kriyishma of the evening ends at Chatzos, and try to understand the reasoning behind their position. The concept of being Seimech Geula Litfila. The obligation to say the Shemoneh Esrei right after the Brach of Geula. Chazal were masakin that certain brachas be said along with the Shema, some before and some after. The combination of these brachas are referred to as the brachas of Geula, as these brachas end with Goal Yisrael, Hashem, the Redeemer of Israel. The idea of being Simach Geula Tefillah, meaning saying the Shemoneh Esrei immediately following the bracha of Goal Yisrael, is based on Pesukim in Tehillim, and as Rashi explains that once we are able to draw Hashem near to us by praising Him for redeeming us from Mitzrayim, we then have a unique opportunity to ask Him for our own personal needs by saying the Shemoneh Esrei. Next, the Gemara will discuss the uniqueness of Ashrei and why we should say it three times every day. And the daf will end with a discussion on the uniqueness of the angel Michael as compared to other angels.